Good morning and welcome to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here. Hey, how happy are Canadian basketball fans that one of our own is now the MVP for the NBA? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, named MVP for the NBA. This is a big deal for Canadians. He was the 11th pick in the 2018 draft. He's had a heck of a season, and he is the second Canadian to win MVP. Of course, Steve Nash won it twice, but Oklahoma City Thunder have had, well, they had the best record this season. They set the league mark for margin of victory, and Shai himself won the scoring title. Oklahoma City Thunder are in the lead in the playoffs in the NBA. They play tonight, Minnesota Timberwolves. They're leading 1-0 in that. So anyway, good news for people that are pumped up about Canadian basketball, and another good mentor there for young basketball athletes in this country. Okay, this is a conversation that has, I said earlier today, it's bubbled up at coffee shops. I was on the golf course last night, talked to three different people about it randomly. It came up randomly, and granted, they know what I do for a living. So they'll say, hi, what do you think? Western separation. Do you think this is going to happen? I mean, that's the way the conversation starts. And inevitably, what I hear from people, and this is anecdotal, not scientific, is I'm frustrated with Ottawa, but I'm not prepared to separate from Canada. We need to find a way to change it. Absolutely, this needs to be a priority. In fact, one guy I talked to last night said maybe the fact that we're actually going to the point now of gathering signatures for a referendum vote, maybe that sends the message we need sent on this issue. But this is a contentious issue. We started the show off talking about electoral reform. The whole reason why we're talking about it is people in Western Canada are frustrated. That bubbles up through the election. It rears its ugly head more often than not around federal elections, but it seems right now that it's gathering more steam than we've seen in recent times. Well, I flip through every day as I'm getting ready for the show a couple of different publications, the Globe and Mail being one of them, and I saw an article in there the other day written by a name I recognize. The article is Scott Moe Must Repair Saskatchewan's Relationship with Ottawa. The author of the article is Nevin Marquardt. Now, Nevin, a name that many will recognize, of course, played a number of years in the NHL. He's a proud Saskatchewan product. He grew up in Regina. He's actually been on this show before, more on the philanthropic side, talking about donations and charitable giving and that kind of stuff. But Nevin also took a swipe. He was a SAS party candidate in that by-election a couple of years ago. And he wrote this op-ed that came up in the Globe and Mail to the point that I said, let's get Nevin on the show to talk about it. So Nevin Marquardt is joining us this morning by phone. Nevin, thanks so much for taking the call.
Well, good morning, Evan. And unfortunately, we can't spend a lot of time talking about the Boston Bruins or the Toronto Maple Leafs. But we can celebrate our tremendous Saskatchewan and Canadian, pardon me, athletes. So, you know, being the MVP of the NBA is just it's a stellar accomplishment. Yeah, that's something for big. All of us to be celebrating, for sure.
Big news, for sure. So, Nevin, what caused you to put pen to paper and write this op-ed in the Globe and Mail?
So, you know, I put that story together in the Globe and Mail essentially as my way of putting a nail in this succession discussion by using the Premier of Saskatchewan's recent clear statements calling for a strong Saskatchewan in a united Canada, which I'm a very strong proponent for. So what does it mean to have a strong Saskatchewan in a united Canada? I think there's three things that have to take place. Number one, it's the headline. We need a better relationship. However, the relationship is two-sided. It has to come from both sides. We need a better relationship because the relationship leads to a better deal. And so, you know, your prior hour talking about, you know, frustration and reform. I mean, ultimately, reform is about having a better deal. Mm-hmm. And over the last 100 years, guess what? We have been taken to a place where federal policy has materially limited our prosperity. And when I use the word prosperity, what I want people to think about is, how do you fund healthcare? How do you fund education? How do you fund social services? How do you fund essential infrastructure, the wires and pipes and roads in Regina, Saskatoon, the grid roads? That all is funded by our prosperity. And it's been limited by what's going on with the interaction of the deal that we've had in Confederation over the last 150 years. So we need a better deal, but irregardless, we have to drive growth and prosperity in our province, irregardless of those first two, in order for us to be able to fund the adequate needs of our people. Like, the people of Saskatchewan are asking for more healthcare. They're asking for more education. When I say more, I mean better as well.
Better, right? Yeah.
So again, I took a lot of solace in the change of tone that our premier put in place over the last week or two. And I'm hopeful that we'll get a similar change in tone at the federal level. I'm very hopeful. And this big meeting that's taking place on June 2nd up in Saskatoon, I think it can be a real jump-off point. So let's see what happens in a couple of weeks in our own province when all of the premiers of Canada meet with the prime minister to discuss these issues.
Nevin Marquardt is my guest. So do you, I'll just ask you a basic question. Do you understand the sense of frustration on those people who are saying it's time to separate? Do you may not agree with it, but do you understand it?
So I think I do. And here's the reason why. I took a history class at the University of Regina about a year ago. It was History 201. And it was about the history of Canada going back to 1840. And so there was Nevin Marquardt, a 58-year-old, with a whole bunch of 21-year-olds. So it was an interesting sort of environment. And the professor was talking about those early days of Confederation. And I put my hand up and I asked the question. I said, in the history of the world, have we ever had two divergent groups create a country? So one group is Catholic and French, and the other group is English and Protestant. And the answer was no. So we created Confederation by bringing together two groups that, you know, have different life views of, you know, where the world is going to go. They have different ownership views. And so that's where we started. And, you know, again, that course started to talk about how the settlers made their way west and et cetera, et cetera. So the deal that was initially put in place for Confederation as the West was being put into Confederation, that deal was never a great deal for the West. You know, we were kind of a buyer's group for the industrial people in Ontario, or at least that's what I took away from the course. And it seems as though in some regards that really hasn't changed. And that's why I strongly believe that a change in tone in the relationship should create the give and take for people to be analytical, okay? Separation doesn't make sense. I get the frustration. But if we're going to create more prosperity, so again, more and better healthcare, education, and social services, we need to scale our economy, okay? Scale comes from being big. And I've never seen a company, and I've probably analyzed 3,000 companies in my investment career over the last 25 years, I've never seen a company get bigger by getting smaller. Mm. I've never seen that take place. And so, again, I think the realities are that irregardless of whether we can have a better relationship or have a better deal, we have to grow the prosperity of our province. And that means that we have to get bigger. We can't get smaller.
Nevin, this has been a great chat. I'm going to direct people, if they want to read your op-ed in the Globe and Mail again, Scott Moe Must Repair Saskatchewan's Relationship with Ottawa is the title. Nevin, I appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Right on, Evan. It was great talking to you. Look forward to seeing you here and there in Regina.
You betcha. Nevin Marquardt, who is does a lot of work in business across Canada. He's a former NHL player. He was a SaaS Party candidate. In the article, talks about being a SaaS Party member, but feels as if there's work that needs to happen on that relationship between Premier Moe and the SaaS Party and Mark Carney and the federal Liberals. Part of the challenge with relationships is that they're good while the people that form them are there, but we know from a political standpoint, relationships are temporary. Mark Carney won't be there forever. Scott Moe won't be there forever. So if a relationship is forged, it almost has to find a way to be entrenched in legislation so that it can't slip back or rescind just because new people step in. That's a bigger topic than I'm making it sound simple, but I know it's not. Now, as much as Nevin is absolutely against the notion of separation, this whole succession discussion, there are some people who are for it. And my guest, when we come back after the break, is not only saying she's for it, she is one of many people out there trying to gather signatures that would trigger a referendum in Saskatchewan. So you and I would end up voting on whether or not this actually goes ahead. We'll chat with Nadine Ness when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.